BJ and Jamie.
I don't like your attitude. I don't like your attitude this morning.
I love
Pete. Nothing. Oh my God. Man, I can't wait to hear your story about the facility downstairs. Holy God. We have to do it early, though, don't we?
Yeah,
because we don't want them to be open and hear us.
I know. Yeah, because, I mean, Jamie, look, all those people are doing the right thing.
I don't know if you know this or not. Oh, by the way, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver. And we're on the Odyssey app live all over America. And you can get the podcast there after the program. Everything you miss on the show, you can get on the podcast. We like to talk about things that hopefully nobody hears in the 6 o'clock hour.
Right,
if you've
exactly.
not noticed that yet,
yeah.
Like I'll talk about the wife.
Exactly.
And I'll say some things that aren't really, you know, positive, I guess.
Yeah.
Jamie will say a few things. She maybe doesn't want a friend or two that's on her feed to hear.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
Today, we're going to talk about the facility downstairs.
It's a rehab center. And by the way, and I don't want to take away from anything these people are doing because they're doing the right thing, right? And they're getting help from...
They're my people.
They're your people,
they're BJ's
right.
people, man.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
rehab people.
So we see them outside a lot smoking because they're still allowed to do that. So it's their one vice they can keep.
Yeah, you get to smoke.
Taking a break.
Yeah. So they're out there just like, I mean, like, oh, I wish this was heroin.
You're right. Oh,
so
boy. Yeah, that's strong.
Yeah, sorry. Well, yeah. I'm just being honest.
Yeah. I got you.
How I think it
or
looks.
Or it could be in other drugs, too.
Let's just
not pick out heroin. There's crack. There's all kinds of stuff.
All right. Well, anyway. So this girl, I literally had to do a double take. I was like, am I really seeing this? So behind where you park, BJ, there's this weird scrawny tree. It's a weird little scrawny tree. She put both her arms around it and her leg, and she was just hugging it.
No.
Yeah, on the Bible.
Wow.
On the butt. Even wrapped a right leg around it, standing on her left foot in the rocks, which is really hard to balance.
Yeah.
But she had both her hands around this little weird skinny tree. But I say skinny, it's still big enough that you can hug it.
Yeah.
Full tree on hugging. Tree hugging, yeah.
But I thought tree huggers were to prevent the forest from being, like, cut down.
They are.
So is this a thing
for
rehab?
In the rehab world, Jamie White, let me give you a little tip on this.
Okay.
Part of the program is getting back to nature.
Oh, in the parking lot?
Finding yourself. Yeah, well, wherever you can find a tree.
In the parking lot?
Parking lot,
is tree
in a
hugging
park
a thing?
I thought
it was to save the forest.
I know that they like for you to go barefoot sometimes in the grass.
Yeah,
you're grounded and things like that. But I've never heard the tree hugging thing. Maybe it's new in the rehab world since I left.
Yeah.
Maybe they've updated the curriculum.
Maybe I'm wrong. What do you see there, Smadil?
Well, it says the practice of tree hugging and other forms of engaging with nature
reduces
are nature-based therapy, right?
Listen, so it reduces stress. It's an improved mood. And it gives you mindfulness. So it isn't just about saving the forest.
No, it's not. And I, like I said, I know that they do say that you got to get grounded, you got to get back to nature, and things like that to find yourself.
Right, but I thought, again, that it was about clearing the forest. It's not at all. You can hug a tree to reduce your stress and improve your mood.
So
let's all go outside and get one.
It even mentions nature-based therapy is being integrated into addiction therapy specifically.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Check it out.
Forest bathing. Wow. Man. I also saw, well, this is totally different, but just based on all, you know, nature and stuff. There's, I think it's Jessica Alba. It's somebody, but she says that you should sun your boobs. She said in countries where they actually go topless.
Vitamin D.
They have less, well, you can get vitamin D by putting your finger out and the sun
gets
it.
Yeah, but better. But everybody knows it's better when it comes through the boobs. I'm making a motion. Through the boobs.
So she said that where the countries where they go topless, they have less breast cancer.
Yeah, well, in the sun, you know, that vitamin D is closer to your heart through the boobs.
Thank you, doctor.
I'll give you my rehab thing here at the building. with this facility downstairs. So I'm out there one day, and this has been months and months ago, and this lady in, and I'm like, oh man, she's, it's been rough with her. Oh, I mean, she just, yeah, it looked like she, you know, very skinny, yeah, and you know that look, yeah, blah blah blah. Turned out she works here. Oh. Came all the way up to the 11th floor. Oh. Son of a gun. I'm like, whoa, what a mistake I made. Hmm. Okay. Judging. Okay. Look at me.
Oh, you, well, wow. Okay. Okay.
What did I do? What did I do? What did I do? I can't tell my rehab parking lot story. She hugged the tree. I can't tell mine. What the hell? I mean, where's fair play around here? Why is there no fair play? I can't BJ tell his story.
Cut that out of the podcast.
Well, yeah, take it out. Yeah, take it out. That won't be in the podcast.
Yeah, take it out of the podcast.
And everyone's going to be in the building today, thankfully.
Yeah. Just take that one out.
Yeah. Speaking of podcasts. Yeah, today's the big day.
Yeah, nice.
Taylor Swift. She's on the Hyatt. Yeah. Hyatt podcast.
Do you know that it was on NBC News, the national news?
It's everywhere. It's crazy.
That she dropped a new album and she'll be on the podcast. NBC Nightly News covered it.
Lester Holt?
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh, he quit, didn't he?
Yeah.
He quit. I don't know who's
on. I forgot the guy that
they covered it on the NBC Nightly. Okay, yes. I'm sick and tired already.
Right?
Sick and tired.
I was like, come on. This is insane.
Did you see Travis Kelce's GQ shoot?
I did. Why isn't he waxing his chest and his belly? He needs to wax his chest as his belly is back.
He's a hairy bro.
Oh, my God, it's gross. Yeah.
He's trying to get vitamin D through his boobs.
Oh, my God. No, like he did this GQ shoot, and I feel sorry for Taylor having to go through all that hair.
Oh, God. Keeps it warm at night.
He's like a gorilla.
Yeah, he does. It's awful.
He is. All right, that podcast is later on today. What kind of numbers you think that's going to do?
It's going to be outrageous.
It's going to crash.
Our boss even said his whole family's excited about it.
Oh, no.
Because he's in a house right now just of
They
of
were
girls.
All up waiting for the like, the, literally watching the clock count down.
Five o'clock
today.
She's a brilliant marketer. I was watching that she put Easter eggs in the podcast.
Easter eggs in the podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of what's coming with the album,
Yes. Yeah, so people were zooming in on the background.
God, I can't wait. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie, I got to prep myself. I got to do like I do for football games. You know how I get ready, and I got on sweatbands, and I'm wearing all the gear.
Put the black under your eyes.
I got to do the same thing for Taylor tonight. My pre-game warm-up, you know?
Oh, my God.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday. Today is August 13th. I think it is. It's going to be hot today. 94 for a high today. And the fire danger, extremely high today. So be really careful. It's going to be
It was
hot
windy
and dry.
Last night, man.
Yeah. It got windy, didn't it?
God, awful. Anyway, moving on. crazy. Did you see that they had to evacuate all those prisoners, too?
No.
Yeah.
Where?
That way, Meeker-ish area over there.
From the fires?
Yeah, from the
fires. No kidding.
Yeah, they sure did.
Wow. Where do you put those guys? Holy cow.
I don't know. That's a great question.
Where do you put them? In a motel
Take
6?
Take them to the La Quinta.
They get that free continental breakfast?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
In the morning?
Yeah, that's
true. I mean,
true.
That would be a good break for a guy that's in prison, right?
I've always wanted that toast roller thing.
Yeah.
You know, you put your bagel or your toast on it, it goes into that machine, it rolls out the bottom.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Big fan of that one.
I'm a big fan, too. It's going to be a busy day today. Back to school. A lot of schools going back today, I hear. Okay.
Yep.
I don't know who, you know who you are. I saw the school buses out this morning. Do they have to go to a lot and pick those suckers up?
They sure do.
Oh.
They don't get to take them home.
Well, that sucks.
They're not in everybody's driveways.
Well, I'm wondering why 4:45 this morning I'm seeing a school bus. I'm like, man, that's an early start.
They gotta go get them.
Lordy mercy. Got Powerball tonight. $526 million up for grabs.
Oh, man, remind me to get a ticket. Please.
Yeah.
I always forget to get a ticket. And I don't do Jackpocket. And I know you do, but I don't.
You don't.
I wish the lottery had a way to do the lottery Jackpocket product way, but sanctioned by the lottery.
Jackpocket, for a guy like me, has gotten a lot easier and better. Here's why. It's now been bought by somebody else. Oh. It was bought by DraftKings, which is a sports betting site. So anything you have on DraftKings when it comes to your bank account or your bank on DraftKings shows up in Jackpocket.
Gotcha.
So they talk to each other now, which makes it even more, I think, more secure.
And I feel like it's a little bit more credible, too, with DraftKings.
I agree.
I agree.
So I think that's changed it a lot, too. I think a lot more people will use it, too. But it's $526 million tonight.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
That's going to do me some good.
Did you see the video of the guy that was arrested down in Florida after winning that big lottery? He won $160 million. And the very next day, he gets in a fight with police.
Yeah, I forgot what happened.
That's crazy. They released the video yesterday. Oh. It happened like May 1st or something like that.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it, if I remember. But the video came out yesterday. They had to tase this. I mean, you just won $160 million. Can't you stay out of trouble?
And isn't he going to jail for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it was in a casino. God. Now, why are you in a casino?
You don't need the money. You have $120 million.
I would not go to Black Hawk. I love Black Hawk, but I wouldn't go if I win tonight's Powerball.
You wouldn't, though? I would.
You would?
Yeah, just for fun. Because I'd go the $100 slots. Because I've never been able to afford the $100 slots. So yeah. I would take, like, you know, $100,000 and just go to the $100 slots.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Right?
I'm a degenerate. I'd go.
I'm not a degenerate, but I'd go.
No, I'm not saying anybody else is. I know I am. I'd go.
You know,
I'd go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I would continue to gamble, even if I won the Powerball.
We all would.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I give the guy a pass. Enjoy your time. Can you imagine that? You're in the pokey with all these criminals, and you're worth $160 million?
Yeah.
That's pretty wacky.
It is wacky. Like, hey, don't hit me. I'll give you $1 million if you guys don't beat me
up.
Yeah,
you can buy it. Yeah. Buy your safety.
Also, there's a story this morning about these bizarre rabbits. Have you seen the Frankenstein rabbits?
What?
They're freaky.
Yeah.
Wait, what are these?
Frankenstein rabbits are in and they're only here in Colorado.
I need to know what it means.
There are rabbits that somehow they've gotten this virus, and these rabbits have gotten the virus, and it causes growth on their body.
All over their body.
And they have spikes coming out of their heads.
What?
And out of their jaws.
No.
And they call them Frankenstein rabbits. And the only place they've been seen is Fort Collins.
Yeah.
They've not been seen anywhere else in America, only in Colorado.
And what
the
is
Frankenstein
it?
I mean, rabbit.
Do they know how to fix it?
They called it cottontail papillomavirus.
Not the cottontail papillomavirus.
Oh no! Oh, I got to play you the audio.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here, I've got the news report. This is huge, folks. Only in Colorado, Fort Collins.
Some southeast Fort Collins neighbors noticed bunnies were cute. Wasn't exactly the word that came to mind. I snapped this photo of one of the rabbits I've seen with the growth. Susan Mansfield said she saw a different bunny with tentacles in her yard in recent years.
He had the same black stuff on him, and I thought he would die off during the winter, but he didn't. He came back a second year.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirms this is a virus that's not contagious to other animals like people's dogs, but they say leave this wildlife alone like you would with any of the neighborhood bunnies. They said these growths are kind of like benign cancer cells or like warts that just keep growing. They said they don't harm the rabbits unless they grow on sensitive areas like the eyes or mouth, which could, of course, impact
eating. Just great. Another problem. Way to go, Jared Polis.
What?
Oh, I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Like everybody online, they like to blame everything on the governor. I like to blame everything on him, too.
You know what's weird is I'm looking at one. It looks like he has a full beard.
It does.
But those are like spikes, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh? It looks like furry, like just a big fur, but it's not fur. Weird.
It looks painful.
It does. It looks awful.
Why only in Colorado? I don't understand.
And why just now?
I don't know.
Weird.
I don't know. These Frankenstein rabbits have been everywhere, though, on social media.
Wow.
People are like terrified of them.
I'd freak out if I saw one of those.
Well, the wildlife people put out a warning yesterday. Don't pet them. I never go out and pet my rabbits anyway.
Me either.
Anybody go out in the yard and pet your rabbits?
No.
Why would you put out that warning? Makes no sense.
I don't know. Whatever.
Tabloid trash is coming up next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So this is interesting. This is a little deceptive, if you will. It says that Meghan Markle has renewed for a second season of Megan with Love. With Love, Megan. Sorry, With Love, Megan. And Schmidl, if you can find that trailer, it's a minute 30, but I'm sure you can just cut it down to like 15 seconds.
5 seconds.
5 seconds. Well, in it, though, we learn what Harry doesn't like to eat.
Oh,
in
we
the
do?
Trailer. Yeah, in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, let me guess. Broccoli.
But here's why it's deceptive. Guess. Is that they filmed season one and two at the same time.
Yes. Yeah.
So they released that, season two has been renewed. That's not how it went. It was already in the can, and it was already going to come out anyway.
Yes.
Because they just have it wrapped up, right?
You so know? Why not air it?
Well, right, you just throw
you
it up
paid
on
for yeah, it. And they you paid $100 million.
Yeah, and you throw it up on your format on Netflix, right? And it just gets played if you want to see it. So, and they said, by the way, they downgraded their contract. So
I will tell you, I wonder what foods he doesn't like.
I know, right?
Man, hopefully that's a good hook.
We'll find out in a minute. Shaquille O'Neal, did he put that in the system?
No.
Oh.
Have we found it?
No, it's like an hour-long podcast, and I'm trying to, like, skip through it.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shaquille O'Neal admits that he was on painkillers during his time in the NBA.
Yeah, I guess he had some pain,
he had a bunch of injuries and stuff. Yeah.
And then from the time he left the NBA, I guess he continued to take his medication.
Yeah, so, and he said nobody knew, and he hid it from his family and all that.
That'd be hard to do.
I don't even think that medication would work on him. He's so gigantic.
I know.
He'd have to take a whole bottle just for a little bit of relief.
Like an elephant tranquilizer. Yeah. But
you would know, though. I mean, you would think that you would know that somebody's on it as heavily as he says he was. But he says he hid it from the family.
Yeah,
he had no idea.
Crazy. All right. The other thing is, we're just now learning that Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband already had a new lover. His obituary apparently honored, it honored the love that he had and the life that he built in Montana with Clarkson's former assistant.
Uh-oh.
Scandalous.
Isn't it?
Uh-oh.
That's crazy. I wonder if that's why they divorced.
It's got to be. It said that they moved to Montana in like 2020.
Yeah. And so that's a little fishy.
A little close to home.
Close. Yeah. So it was interesting that was in the obituary and we got to learn about this. Yeah. That Clarkson's former assistant, Brittany Marie Jones, lived with him and they were building a life
that's
together.
That's pretty cool, though, that you die and you drop a bomb like that on people. Hey, by the way, Callie,
right?
Here, take this going out, man. Here's a jab.
Right?
It is.
I know. Everybody was talking about it yesterday. Whoa. Everybody's shocked. Like, her personal assistant hooked up with your husband?
And the way they're saying it, nobody knew.
I know.
Nobody knew. Know. How'd they keep that a secret?
I don't know. Well, they kept his cancer a secret, too. So
Yeah.
It was crazy. All right. You're going to hear way too much. I have 5 articles about Taylor Swift this morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So Taylor Swift, if you don't know, if you've been under a rock, is back with a new album. And not only do fans think that she's throwing some shade at Kanye West, because her album's called The Life of a Showgirl, and it has an orange like tint to it. And that's exactly what Kanye's 2016 album had, The Life of Pablo.
Okay. Life of Pablo.
Yeah, and it was orange.
Now Taylor's going to throw a little smack around.
Yeah, so it was orange, and then hers is orange. She has the life of, and he had a life. I don't think she cares that much anymore about Kanye to give him attention.
I wouldn't think so.
I feel like this is a real stretch. Yeah,
I do too.
I mean, I don't know, but they're calling it maybe a revenge play. It just seems like, why would you make that guy relevant?
I feel like they're just making up drama.
Me too, yeah. Right? They also think that there's a special wedding announcement, too. She just dropped a sneak peek of her new album.
The music, you mean?
No, in where she, when she was announcing her album.
Yeah. Gotcha.
One of the Easter eggs was this book that was right behind her, and it's called Casa Wabi.
I can't get used to the term Easter eggs.
I know.
I'm sorry. I'm too old, I guess. I don't know.
It's just that, like, hints you find.
Yeah.
And stuff, you know. It's Easter egg. There's a bunny.
These are some of the surprises she dropped. Now, that makes sense to me. Yeah. Easter eggs doesn't.
I know, but she made, like, Easter egg a thing. Like, I agree with you.
Oh, she started the Easter egg thing?
Well, made it prominent. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because now everyone, if they hide something in something, they're always...
It's an Easter egg.
Yeah, it's always an Easter egg.
It's because of Taylor.
When I use the term, I don't ever use the term, but when I hear the term, especially from you, Jamie. Now, yeah. Carson, all right, I understand the Easter egg with him, okay? Because he follows that kind of stuff, right? Yeah. On the social media. It doesn't sound right coming from you.
Well, because it's like what she's known for. You know what I mean? Like, I have to use it because people know Taylor and Easter eggs are like just a thing. It's like a thing.
Okay.
You know? I know what you're saying. You'd rather me say like, and she dropped a hint, right?
Yeah.
That seems normal.
Yeah.
But with Taylor, it's synonymous with Easter egg.
Gotcha. I'll play along. I'll play along.
Anyway, so there was a book in the background. An Easter egg.
Oh, God.
And it's Casawabi. And Casawabi is a dreamy artistry retreat in Mexico that's basically a hidden paradise where people get married. And that book was in the back.
Okay.
It's really getting in the weeds on
thing. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Well, I mean, she was on the set for their podcast, right? Wasn't she?
Yeah.
So, have they ever had the Casawabi book in the background?
I don't think this is the first time it's ever been pointed out.
So. Yeah.
I mean, if it was already there, then fine. But if it's brand
just
new,
showed up.
What's it called again? Casa Bonita?
No, Casawabi.
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 No.
Yeah. Wasabi. Wait,
Casawabi.
That's the mater.
I've never heard of Casawabi.
Casawabi. It's a private, like, sanctuary place where people get married. Like,
a lot of celebrities go there.
Yeah. A super exclusive wedding venue. So could this be a clue?
Casa. You bet you're... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you betcha. It's a clue, folks.
You think it's an Easter egg?
Oh, it's got to be a big old shiny egg.
And now they're also saying, God, she did all this 12 crap, too. She was like her 12th album. She released it at 12-12.
Yep.
There's something about it's the 12th anniversary of Lady Gaga's Applause. Which she likes to play before...
and she liked one of Lady Gaga's posts that connected everything.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I was doing a soul search of myself, okay?
Okay.
And I was thinking, you know, what's good for the show and moving forward and, you know, my image and all that, right? And it's Taylor Swift, okay? And I'm thinking, you know...
What's your angle?
Maybe... Well, let me explain. Maybe it's not very... becoming of me on air to be, you know, here doing this show and to be such a hater of Taylor Swift, okay?
Yeah, right.
Maybe that's really bad for the show, you know?
Right.
So I've got, that's
especially
my question.
After our boss came in and he said his wife is into it and his girls and that's all they're talking about and they're watching the clock count down. I know what you're saying because I was thinking the same thing.
Were you?
Because,
Yeah.
I was doing some soul searching yesterday. And I was thinking about Taylor Swift, and I was like, maybe it's not great for the show that I'm such a hater and that BJ's a hater, and together we hate on Taylor Swift.
Exactly. Maybe it's really bad for the show because we play a lot of her music.
Yeah.
A lot of people listen to our show, love her. They love her.
Yeah.
So maybe instead of expressing that, well, that we just kind of lay back a little bit and just enjoy the ride.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's so hard to do.
It really is.
It's so hard to fake it, man. Now, do I look, and Jamie and I both, do we look bad not liking Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Do we?
I reflected.
But I'd like Tex Dato to tell me.
I thought yes.
Or you don't expect us to like her. You know, maybe that's the angle.
No, I think we have to like her.
We have to.
Yeah, I think we suck it up and we're like, oh my God, I love her.
All right, so if Tex Dato, if you could speak to us.
Yeah.
Right, if Jamie and I, are we headed down the wrong path here? Because the hoopla with Taylor is only going to get worse. You know, because we've had a little bit of a lull. And now football season with the Chiefs, her new album, this podcast today. Maybe we should just back off.
Maybe we're wrong. And I did, what did we do? Some soul searching? Is that what we said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And I thought too, I was like, okay, two of us can't go after her.
No.
Right?
It doesn't seem fair.
No, it doesn't. So And I know Carson has love for her, but
yeah,
you know, everybody's like, yeah, but it's Carson. He's like that guy.
Yeah, he's. Yeah. It's assumed when you
respect it.
When you love the Bachelor and the Golden Bachelor, yeah, it's just assumed you love Taylor.
Right. Right. It's in his wheelhouse.
Meghan Markle, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. We have to make a decision on that because we're going to only hear more.
It's been a lot. I mean, like I said, NBC Nightly News covered it,
and that was only the announce of the album.
Exactly.
Wait till it actually comes out, and then the tour happens, and all that. We got another year and a half.
What'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything. I was just listening to Carson. I didn't say anything.
You can't say the H word. That's too far.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll dial it back.
You can say like it annoys you or something, but the H word seems strong.
Pain in the ass? Can you say that?
I don't know. I don't know. Let's see here.
What are people saying?
They agree with you.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? You hate her too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did not expect this.
Me either.
I expected blowback, but I'm being honest.
Well, I think we can't say hate, though.
Okay. We'll just say despise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we say despise?
Well, I don't despise. Well, she's pasty.
I got a better word.
All right.
Fatiguing.
There it is. Good one. That is good.
I find Taylor fatiguing.
I like it. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm,
yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's
there
a good one.
There we go.
All right. I'm done. There you go. Tablo trash. Ta-da!
All right. BJ, JB Morning Show. We have. What do we have? Oh, we have a big bag drop coming up on Friday. We're going to be in Arvada.
Right.
So stick around for that. Plus, the Powerball big drawing tonight. We'll tell you how much later on. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.